was the perfect song, you guys. It is well with my soul. Well, good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Linda Childers. I've been going to this church for a very long time. Before I started my talk, I wanted to just give you a little story about someone, a very beautiful someone that I knew. Some of you may not have known Dodie. Dodie came to this church looking for a women's ministry to serve in. And of course, I was one of the first ones she met. And so to my great pleasure, she got on my women's ministry team and she served with me for the whole time she was here. She was funny. She was very funny. And she had an amazing gift of encouragement. She wrote cards to so many of us. Many of us were the lucky recipients of those cards, cards of encouragement. Now, she told me once that she would be praying and the Lord would just lead someone into her mind. And she would pray for that person. And then she wrote her a note of encouragement or what she thought she needed to hear. I even know that Dodie wrote to ladies who didn't know her very well. Edna, who couldn't be here today, came up to me when she found out that I was going to be sharing today. And she gave me a note that Dodie had written her. And she said, you know, I didn't really even know Dodie. But the thought that she thought of me, that she prayed for me, and that she wrote me this card meant so much to Edna. And it just shows what an amazing woman that Dodie was. Dodie didn't like dirty glasses, and I was sitting at her bedside one day. She got this very disgusted look on her face, and she said, give me your glasses. So in shock, I kind of handed her my glasses, and she cleaned them for me. So it seemed like every time I went after that, I tried to make it a point to clean my glasses before I sat next to her bed. Dodie's with the Lord now. I have to tell you that several times as preparing for this message, I have pictured her sitting on a very comfy couch with Jesus, just waiting for this message to come out. So I hope she's sitting and I hope she has popcorn because that's what I'd be doing. I love this woman. I loved her. Can you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for bringing all of these beautiful ladies here this morning. Lord, thank you for the time that you gave us with Dodie. I look forward to the time when we will be together again in heaven. Lord, please guide me today. Give me wisdom and the words to share what she wanted me to share. Keep me focused on you, Lord. May you get all the glory. Amen. Okay, well, I want you to know that being up here teaching, speaking is not my cup of tea. I'm better behind the scenes. I really am. I'm doing this because Dodie asked me to. And when you're sitting next to someone whose life is short and they ask you to do something, you don't say no. I did look at Desiree, though, in hopes that she would say, I'll do it, but she didn't. Months ago, before the cancer took its toll on her, she had planned to speak a very special message. She had been working on it, and she wanted all of the ladies in the church to hear it. She was shooting for our first ever women's conference that we had last year, but she didn't make it. That conference was called The Daughters of I Am. And I don't know how many of you know this, but on her gravestone, it says, Daughter of I Am. Even with the cancer ravaging her body, her heart for the women of this church was so evident. She loved you all, every single one of you. Dodie was by far the strongest woman I have ever known. She understood the value of prayer in the midst of trials. Her walk with the Lord took her over many, many years, culminating in 8 years of battling cancer. However, this is not about Dodi. This is about the things Dodi learned during that time. And she shared them with me, and this is what I learned. Our relationship with God can never be what we desire unless we truthfully go to God and enter into an honest dialogue with Him. Think about that for a moment, ladies. Our relationship with our husbands is more intimate when we share from the heart, when we don't withhold anything. What about our friendships? What about our children? Honesty is still the best policy, and that goes for prayer also. Being honest with God is essential to the intimacy of your relationship with Him. Now, in the book of 1 Samuel, we meet Hannah. Now, Hannah couldn't have any children. And there was another wife. Her husband had a second wife. And I got to tell you, I didn't like her very much. Most men can't handle one wife. So you put another wife in the mix, and wow, you have some serious, serious problems. Peninnah was her name. I didn't like her. Now, Peninnah, of course, she could have children. And she conceived, and she gave her husband, the Bible says, many sons and daughters. Every year when Hannah would go up to the house of the Lord, Peninnah would provoke her, tease her, make fun of her because she couldn't have any children. I can just hear her taunting and ranting and pridefully slandering Hannah. Today, we call that bullying. Now, Hannah's husband loved her, but as you and I know, sometimes that's just not enough. I'm sure that the pain that Hannah felt was debilitating. In 1 Samuel 1:10, it says, "In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. She wept so bitterly that Eli the priest thought she was drunk." So in chapter 1, verse 15, Hannah says, "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord." And then in 16b, she says, "I have been praying out of my great anguish and grief." Hannah's prayer was one of submission to God's mercy, pleading with Him and yet trusting in His sovereign plan for her life. I was driving to work one day. You know how when you're driving and the music is on and you're thinking about other things and the music kind of goes in one ear and out the other ear? Well, this one day, I probably was thinking about this talk, and I just latched on to some words of a song that so seemed appropriate to me, so I want to share them with you. These are some words sung by Danny Gokey called "Haven't Seen It Yet." Have you been praying and you still have no answers? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith that you have through so many tears? These, and I'm sure many more questions and many, many more tears, were asked by Dodi as she dealt with her cancer. Dodi learned to live one day at a time, sharing all of her hurts and her doubts with her Lord. She was prepared to trust God in the big things and in the small things. Psalms 116, 1 through 2, describes where Dodi was during her final time on earth. "I love the Lord because He hears my voice. And my prayer for mercy. Because He bends down to listen to me. I will pray for as long as I have breath." And she did. Dodi had a strong relationship with the Lord. My love for this precious child of the King is why I'm here. The words you hear are a combination of Dodie's sharing with me, the book that she read, help from Pastor Bob, and a whole lot of help from our Lord. The Papa Prayer was a book that Dodie read that was helpful to her as she came to the end of her life. Larry was conflicted regarding his personal prayer. He said in his book, and I quote, "This book is for people who long to hear God's voice, who want to know God so well that his life actually becomes theirs." The Papa Prayer is an acrostic, a tool designed to help us to hold on to an important point or an idea. Let's break down Papa. P, the first P. Present yourself to God without pretense. Be real. Tell him what is going on inside of you. Dodie asked me one day, she said, "Is it bad that I don't always want to start with petitions for family and friends? Sometimes I don't feel like it. Sometimes I need to tell God that I'm angry or that I'm fearful. I'm mad. I'm upset." I told her I didn't think so. In Psalms 4, David cries out to God, "Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me. Hear my prayer." Psalm 5, "Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament." Psalm 7, "Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me." Pursuit. Dodie was being pursued by cancer. Now, do you hear David starting his petitions with his prayer with petitions for family and friends? I don't. But towards the end of those prayers, David's trust in the Lord comes forward. A, attend to how you're thinking about God. Again, be real. Is God a vending machine to you, where when you need him, you go put in a quarter and out pops your prayer, hopefully the answer that you wanted? Is he a frowning father? Is he distant? Is he cold? Is he hurtful? Maybe he's never there. Where are you coming from? James 4, 2c through 3 says, "You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your own pleasures." Where are you coming from right at that moment? The second P is purge yourself of anything that blocks your relationship to God. Put into words whatever makes you uncomfortable about him or about anything that's embarrassing. What and how are you thinking? Are you angry? Are you fearful? Maybe today you're hopeless. Are you depressed? Are you ashamed of something? Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Dodie discovered that when she spent time telling and sharing her anger and her upset with the Lord, and I got to tell you, ladies, most of us have never experienced that kind of upset and anger. But as she shared that with the Lord, she would begin to purge herself. She noticed that her prayer would begin to morph into something completely different than what she started with. The release of her anger and her fear made her way fear made way for a thankfulness that she hadn't felt before. She could listen, and God would fill that void with a thankful heart. And as she began to praise her Lord, she was able to transition into petitions for her loved ones. A, the last day. Approach God as the first thing in your life. God needs to be your most valuable treasure. The person you go to first. If he's not, you need to tell him. Christ put it this way in Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The author suggested that prayer was more to do with God speaking and you learning to be the listener. It's a dance where God leads. Now, I don't know, most of you know that I love to dance. Seriously, I have a lot of trouble just sitting during worship and not just going crazy. And I think if it wouldn't shock Pastor Bob and half, more than half probably of our congregation, I would probably be out in the aisles dancing. I just love to dance. But it's interesting, when Bill and I dance, I want to lead. I really have trouble letting him lead. Well, I personally need to let God lead as he and I dance this life. When you dance, you can close your eyes and you can listen to the music. Your partner guides you around the floor. Small push here, little pull to one side or the other, a dip or a turn. Just like being guided by our Lord's gentle hand. Ladies, this is a picture I will never forget. Dancing will never be the same for me again. Remember, the chief purpose of prayer is to get to know God, to deepen our relationship with him. Stop trying so hard to be who you think you should be. As long as you're thinking more about who you should be rather than about what's going on inside you, you will never clearly hear God's voice leading you. Let me say that one more time. Stop trying so hard to be who you think you should be. As long as you're thinking more about what you think you should be rather than about what's going on inside you, you will never clearly hear God's voice leading you. Dodie wants you to hear a very simple idea. The author called it the red dot. Now, I need you to picture something. You're on your way to the mall, and it's brand new, and it's big. I mean big. It's huge. So you start thinking, okay, well, what do I need at this mall? Okay, I got my kids with me, because I always have my kids with me. And let's see, they need clothes for school. So let's see, I need to find a clothing store. If you know me, it needs to be a cheap clothing store. And my husband asked me to pick him up something. What was that? Let me think. Oh, yeah, okay, I need to find a place to buy him that. And I think a toy store would be fun. I got to buy a couple of birthday presents, but it's also a place for the kids to get kind of involved, and I can rest a little bit. My kids are obviously hungry because kids are always hungry. And I need coffee. I need coffee really bad. So all this is going through your mind, but what do I need right now? I got to have a place to begin. Well, what do? Where do you go? You go to the directory, and you find out where you are, and guess what? You're on the red dot. That is like our spiritual journey, and particularly in prayer. We need to know where we are before we try to get where we want to be or where we should be. Doty explained it like this. Meet God on your red dot. See yourself as you really are. The inside of your life is a dirty mess. If you don't believe that, come talk to me. Be real. Be honest about where you are right at that moment. Purge yourself of all those thoughts. Vomit the anger and the disappointment, the loneliness, the spiritual dryness, the wanting your husband to be different, wanting your kids to be sweet and obedient, the wanting your body slimmer or your hair less gray. All of these things fill you up so full that there's no room left for God. God already knows your innermost thoughts. Purging, ladies, is for you, not God. Remember our main idea. Our relationship with God can never be what we desire unless we truthfully go to Him and enter into an honest dialogue with Him. Get on your red dot and pray. Every day, think about where you are right at that moment. What am I feeling? What's going on around me? What do I wish would happen? Or what do I wish would not happen? What am I afraid of? Train yourself to know who you are and then share it with God. As you share who you are and enter into that close intimacy with God, you will discover that He's filling you with a love and compassion that you cannot explain. As He fills you, you become aware of His majesty and His power, which will lead you to thanksgiving and praise and the lifting up of petitions for others. Ladies, get on your red dot. Purge yourself of anything that blocks your relationship with God. Examine your sin and share your brokenness and the sin that flows so freely in our bodies. God will give you the energy to observe it and to see it for what it is. Psalms 139 is by far my favorite psalm. I already shared a couple of verses. In verses 1 and 2, O Lord, you have examined my heart. You know everything about me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. Verses 5 and 6, you go before me and you follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I love it because God tells me that He knows me. He really knows me, guys. He knows me inside and out. He knows the good and He knows all of the bad. At the end of verses 23 and 24, which I already shared with you, David ends with, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Develop a prayer life where you have no more fear of God knowing who you are. Where you are willing to tell Him, like David did, to search your heart. You know, so often we think there is some special, magical way to pray. We need to know the right words. We need to sound eloquent. Somewhere along the way, we began to think that there was the perfect prayer depended on a word or a position or a place. Now, and that even made a difference to God. Now, I've spent many times on the floor with my head held low, in shame or in pain or whatever was going on with me. But I did it because that's where I felt like I needed to be at that moment. God didn't need me to be there. God hears me wherever I am. Whatever I've done, He just hears me all the time. We don't pray out loud because someone may think us uneducated or silly or even stupid. Prayer, ladies, is having a conversation with Daddy. You have to learn to talk with God as if He's sitting right next to you. God wants you, not the girl sitting next to you. You may not be a Billy Graham, but you are precious and perfect to God. He made you perfect exactly the way you are. Don't try to be someone else. Learn to be honest with Him. He already knows what's going on. He desires an intimacy with you that you don't have with anyone else. We need to approach our Heavenly Papa as little children who just want to be near Him. Now, ladies, tomorrow is Mother's Day. I lost my mom at Christmas time. In 1999, she was a great mom, and I miss her a lot. I have great memories of my mom, lots of memories. One of those memories was when I was a little girl. My mom used to pick me up and hold me, you know, like here. She smelled so good. I used to love to be held by her. She always had that smell. I would snuggle in her arms or sit next to her. Her smell is still there when I think about her. It's funny because when I got older, I asked her, what was that smell? I really loved it. She said it was her makeup. Who would have known? It was Merle Norman. I don't even know if they still make that stuff anymore. Do they? Okay. It smells good. The thing is, though, that she was warm and she was soft, and no words ever had to be spoken. Just being close was enough. I long to be so close to my Lord that I actually smell His presence. I long for His arms to hold me and reassure me that He is in control. That He will take care of me no matter what I do wrong. And that He will always love me no matter what. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let me share the rest of that Danny Gokey song. He had the solution before you had the problem. He sees the best in you when you feel at your worst. So in the questioning, don't ever doubt His love for you, because it's only in His love that you'll find the breakthrough. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn. All His promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it yet. When my son Chad was born with Down syndrome, I wasn't a Christian. I cried solid for 5 days. I believed somehow that I was being punished, that the wrath of a God that I didn't even know was destroying me. But after becoming a believer, finding out who God really is, I was absolutely positive that God does not make mistakes. You are not a mistake or an accident. You're his beloved child, perfect in every way. Like Hannah, we need to pour ourselves out to God and listen, and then be content. We need to submit ourselves to God, who knows us so well. We need to empty our stuff on that red dot, and God will lead our next step. Trust that he knows what we need and where we should go. Our path was planned before the beginning of time. He wants to walk. No. He wants to dance you down this aisle of life. Will there be pain? Oh, you betcha. Yes, and probably lots of it. Will there be confusion or thwarted intention? Yeah, there will be. Will you always like where he takes you? No, probably not. At least not at first. But we need to always be in a place where we know his decisions are always, always right. Ladies, may our Lord Jesus Christ lift you up and bring you so close to himself that you can rest and listen to his leading. He loves you very much right now, today, with all your faults and all of your dirty rags. Give it over to him, and he will give you rest. Please remember Dodie's desire for you. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I love you all. Thank you.